born allergic to mother's milk, to cow, to sheep, and goat's milk, too. The milk of soy was what I tried to grow up on.
I remember the days of reading Gourmet magazine with wonder and enormous imagination. The recipes, the tales of meals and chateaux and restaurants all over the world. Days were filled with bologna sandwiches, TV dinners in dusky concrete basements in front of educational documentaries about Japanese ink paintings in Santayana.
I learned Cherche la Mouchoir while Sherry Lewis at Lamb Chop searched for a handkerchief. Pancakes at Sambo's, pea soup at Anderson's in California, and Cleves Carnival the year it opened with small crowds and fewer lines.
I was raised with the smells of saltwater seaweeds, creosote mingling in onshore breezes with raven, crows, seagulls, storks, and bald eagles on the beach, in trees, out across the bay.
I was given a bicycle that was too heavy to ride, a rabbit I was allergic to. Given milkshakes, I might have died if I drank. Given books so hard to read, and I was so young. A car, but at 14, my feet didn't touch the pedals.
I was forced to speak a language that few people speak, and those who do speak it are trilingual.
I was often given tickets to events. I was away at camp that I could not attend. Or would we survive better preserved in vinegar? Not dry. Not hard, unless we use alum with our dill. Not even sour, for we could include sugar or a fine rice vinegar. Mild, light on the tongue. And it would not be the kind with the unfamiliar scents of a Chinese market. But I see you would prefer the sour. Might I suggest bitter? One or more of the five basic Asian sensations of the tongue. That sensation of the popcorn crashing kernel by kernel. Perhaps you suck them a few at a time, enjoying the flavor, destroying the texture, the saltiness. Did you choose yeast? Or caramel? Or real butter? Fake oleo? Just grease and that smell of butterness with undertones of milk. The grasses the cow munched twice. Could our love be like that? We eat of ourselves, believing all will remain digestible. Our first kiss will stay down. But everything leads to something else. Appetizers to a soup course. Or a salad in the right country. Or yet more appetizers. But also to a reconsideration of that kiss. Those feelings. All our words. Can you remember them? I remember the ones you've not yet spoken. We will chew them again and again, looking for flavors that will remind us. Will let us know what we want to believe we knew all along. Whether that we were meant for each other, or that it was hopeless from the beginning. That kiss, those words, like a salad. Do you like romaine, or prefer bib? Iceberg with that juicy crunch, or those handfuls of baby greens. Not only green, but reds and white, and the dressing yellow. Or if no yolks, then light green and tan from soy or mustard and sesame. And the wonder of rich, fruity, olivey olive oil, thick with bits of unfiltered essences, smells, and tastes. There is even that acid which is so exquisite when it emulsifies before your eyes like magic. Is that the problem? We both know it will thicken and grow in volume. But when I tell you how things will be, you are frightened and will not comprehend. Yet you know it's true. It happens every time. There's probably always a reason, explanation. What I know is not about quantum physics or even a primal belief in the Almighty. Don't do that! It's the fat. Our love. Deep fat fried, sputtering from the showers, April showers. Showers together, the damp swung from my hair, the drops whipped off your coat.
Our love perfectly formed, spliced, cubed, long, thin, crispy, brown, tan, and sizzling like bits of wonderfully crisp fried breakfast bacon. Those eggs, Two yolks side by side like our body's spoon, my bottom touching you, being touched by you, and we sleep and touch, layered in that warmth, until we are done and tossed, shaken, so that none of the fat is sticking to ourselves. We are then coated with a touch of salt and served warm, devoured, licking fingers, swallowing, taking care not to burn our lips, our tongues, and yet it must be hot enough that we can feel the challenge of judging the perfect moment before the fries are merely warm.
That's what happened. My sight struck too late, and your ardor was but warm. The heat had left your passion. Did you know this? And do you believe I lie if I say I saw it all, but choose not to believe, desire to fight fates, and that foresight is not willful predestination and not quite free will?
As once the piglet is stuck and the blood collected, for though many will not eat blood sausage, many do. And the hair is singed, and then we skin piglet and part it or butcher it. So, cut into parts, and while we do, the fat and skin are cooked to render the fat to make cracklins so tasty that if you know them hard and soft brown and salty, finer than all the fries in the world.
Except in Belgium, where they have the best fries in the world.
And the pork rinds, which can be a treat tastier than Cheetos
for which they served as a model.
As the rendered liquid fat, also golden
like maple syrup,
is poured off. The pieces of piglet are cooked in the rest of the fat. Not fried, but slow cooked in over. Submerged, drowned in the fat. And as each piece is done, it is set in a clean crock and covered with a layer of the golden fat until piglet is cooked to its little pig's feet.
And each piece is placed gently coddled in its own fat. And the crock at last is topped off with a layer of fat and set in a cool place, the root cellar, covered with a cloth until we would take the fat off and remove the meat we needed for a meal, heating the fat and pouring it back over what remained.
How long could our love have lasted in fat?
Kisses were sweet, your breath rich, your skin tasty, your heart strong, your sweat acid and salty, your smell often buttery, smooth, loaming.
I would not need to bathe you in saffron or dress you with a coat of Eau de Provence, but larded or barded, striped with fat and roasted and basted while rolling rotisseried in the heat of our passion.
Would you prefer we be preserved in fat? Fry us in fat and no hot air. Not for cooking except in roasting. No, your popcorn was boiled in oil, in extra virgin olive oil. I hope you're not allergic to corn, but then if you were...
Don't do that!
There are
vegan bags available.
Are you ready to order? Have you read the menu? Can you read? Do you need me to read it to you?
The
sound, the crunch, the snapping of the husk between your teeth, like deep kisses, tongues wrapped furtive, ferreting, tasting the lushness of your mouth. You like old maids? Those hard, unpopped kernels, salty and lightly oiled, shining like your eyes? You do. Is that what you thought to choose me?
This is something I could not see, that you like to take old maids between your teeth, relish their saltiness, the oil, and then, bearing down, crush them between your grinding molars, slice them with your incisors.
Taste the sweetness of their inner thighs, the sigh, while dreaming of a rare steak, a cigar, a scotch on the rocks.